God bless you, Brother Melvin. I am enjoying myself, and I'm thankful for the privilege to be on the air with you today on KRAJ 100.9 FM. Oh, that's all right with me. So with that in mind, Father, I thank you so much for the privilege to speak on behalf of the kingdom. And Lord, I can't do anything without you. But with you, all things are possible. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen us physically, mentally, and spiritually, that the words we speak from your gospel will reach the hearts of every man, woman, boy, and girl that hears it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This past Sunday, we did some review, and today I want to share a little bit of what God gave us for our church on Sunday. And I'm going to come from two passages of Scripture in the book of John. The very first one will be John chapter 20 and verses 19 through 22. So let me read that. And that goes like this. Notice how this talks about after the resurrection and how that all happened. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut. Now just remember that, the doors were shut. Where the disciples were assembled, for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. In other words, don't be scared, I'm here. Verse 20, and when he had said, so said, he showed unto them his hand and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Spirit. Now, and the second passage of Scripture is in the book, in chapter 21, and it'll go all the way down through verse 17. So I will not read all of that. Let me just let you know that that's where it is. Chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. Let me read a portion of that to you. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the son of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Watch verse 3. Simon Peter said unto them, this is this brother that's back here supposed to be listening and going on, and I have some concerns about how he did that. But here's what happened. Here's what recorded. Simon Peter said unto them, I'm going fishing. And they said unto him, we are also going to go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the seashore, but the disciples didn't know who he was. That's verse 4. Verse 5. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have you any meat? And they answered, No. And he said unto them, Cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the fish. Now, I'm skipping down to verse 10. Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fish, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broke. Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth to them, and fish likewise. Now, verse 15 and down, we will talk about that in just a few minutes. Now, the title that we want to hook this all up with is Fish on the Right Side of the Boat. Get on the right side of the boat to make a draw. Well, some kind of way, as the Lord came forth, you know that he spent some 3 years with his apostles. He taught them, he slept with them, he ate with them, he showed miracles in their presence. He did all kind of things to teach them how he wanted them to be even after he was gone. He even prepared them so that when he had to leave, he wanted them to know that they would not be alone. Particularly the 14th chapter of John, we find the Lord Jesus saying this, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. Where I am, there you may be also. Now, you can read the rest of that for yourself. But what this was all about is to get them ready for his leaving, to let them know that they would not be alone. Well, in chapter 20, Jesus then shows himself again to his disciples. Folks, I'm sure that I have disappointed the Lord in maybe greater ways than what Peter and the disciples did, because as the Lord began to speak to them, finally, over in chapter 21, Peter said, Look, guys, I don't know what you all going to do, and I don't know how long you all going to hang out here, but I'm going fishing. I'm going to see what I can do to catch some fish. And this is not written in the book, but there's a lot of different commentaries that talks about this. But one of the things that I'm looking at is that he said, I'm going to fishing, and maybe he decided, I'm going to make me a few dollars here. But now the Lord had already showed himself twice before this. And one of the times, notice that the book says that Jesus was resurrected early on a Sunday morning. And one of the things of us old Baptist preachers, when I was real Baptist, and one of the things I'd love to get on is that early on Sunday morning, early. You know, and we do that. And I have no problem with that. But what I really want us to understand, that he did get up early. And Mary Magdalene and those ladies saw him. And we recognize that. But immediately following that, that same day, he showed himself to his disciples. And yet, Peter got nerve enough in chapter 21 and verse 3 to say, I'm going to fishing. Now, there's a lot of commentary says that what he was doing is to keep themselves busy until they got an assignment. But I don't know if I support that or not. I think that Peter is one of those type A folks that jump right off in there and go to running and doing something. You got to do something all the time. So Peter hops up and says, I'm going fishing. And finally, the rest of them were convinced and they said, okay, we'll go with you too. So they did go fishing. But while they were over there and out on the boat, and the book says, I don't know, maybe a football field or two away from the shore. And while they were out there, they fished all night long, didn't catch a doggone thing. Nothing. Didn't catch nothing. But the Lord Jesus knew that. But apparently they were fishing on the wrong side of the boat. Now, listen to this, folks. Listen to me. Now, I don't know how big the boat was, but it wasn't that big. Couldn't have been that big. So on the side, whatever side, they obviously were on the other side of the boat. And they didn't catch a thing all night. And here comes this stranger standing out that the book says that they didn't know who Jesus was. And he yelled out to them, do you all have anything to eat? And they said, no. So then when they did that, when Jesus did that, he says, move your nets to the other side of the boat. Move your net to the right side of the boat. Well, folks, let me stop here and put a little peg in there, and I'll be right back in a minute. And that is to say, there's a whole bunch of us that are fishing on the wrong side of the boat. What do you mean, preacher? Well, I can tell you what I mean. There are a lot of us fishing for stuff that we ain't supposed to be fishing for. That's the wrong side of the boat. A lot of us are concerned about what we're going to get out of life rather than doing what the Lord has asked us to do, and that is to be true disciples, to reach out and get those that are lost, to pick up those that are weak, and to pick up those who are on a strained mission and help them to get on the right side of the boat. That's our mission. So, we need to get on the right side of the boat. So what Jesus said then to them, pick up your nets. Put it on the other side of the boat. Now, let me take a guess. I would say that the boat couldn't have been probably much more than maybe 50 foot wide. Now, here's a net out there baited to get some fish. Didn't nothing happen. Now, they pick up the net and move it, let's say, 40 to 50 feet to the other side of the boat. And they caught more fish than they could drag in. Well, you know what comes to my heart right now? The Lord says to us, I believe this is in Matthew chapter 6 and probably about verse 33. He said, first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. Let me say it in a fishy way. If you first seek the kingdom, I give you more fish than you can catch. I give you more fish than you can eat. I'll bless your household. I'll bless your wife. I'll bless your husband. I'll bless your children. I'll bless everything about you if you just do what you're supposed to do on the right side of the boat. So he told them, he says, I want you all to get on the right side of the boat. And that's exactly what they did. But somehow or the other, some strange reason, Jesus' voice was compelling, even though they didn't know who he was. So they picked up and put over there, and they caught more fish than they could bear. Then they began to, and finally, when they did that, John recognized something happened. He said, whoa, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, that's the Lord. That's in verse 3, 21 and 3. No, down below there. That's the Lord. Peter didn't say another word. You know, he fished in his underclothes. So he jumps up and gets his other clothes, put on his other clothes that he would normally wear, and hopped in the water and took off swimming to Jesus. And when he got there, he recognized who the Lord was, and the Lord said, "You all have any meat?" "No, sir." He said, "Well, when Peter and John and all of those, there was only seven, I don't know where the other four were. But when they looked over there, there was a fire burning, fishes cooking. I don't know where Jesus got the fish. He may have accumulated them. He may have just made them. I don't know. He's got that power. And we just need to recognize, brothers and sisters, that he's got the power, and all we have to do is get on the right side of the boat. And when we get on the right side of the boat, he'll fill up our ship. He'll fill up our lives with good stuff. And not only good stuff, you know, one of the things, we need to stop looking at money, just being money, that he's gonna give us. How about an old man like me? 81, and next week I'll be 82. As far as I know, I got good health. I can't buy that with dollars and cents. So I'm thankful for that. But I haven't always been 100% obedient to the Lord, but I certainly look forward to doing exactly what he said. Now let me see if we can close this out, looking at verse 15, chapter 21. Now after breakfast was over, now I don't know why the Lord picked on Peter so much, because, yo, well, maybe it's just because Peter was needed to be picked on. So, chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" In other words, these disciples and all the stuff you do. And he said unto him, "Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." So he said unto him, "Feed my lamb." Verse 16. And he said again unto him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yes, Lord, thou know that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Verse 17. And he said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" And Peter was beginning to be sick at this time. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. You know my heart. You know that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Well, folks, let me see if we can kind of bring this toward a closure here and ask you to consider what side of the boat you're on. Ask yourself the question, if nothing is working for you and you've been messing with it all night, all this year, last year, the year before, and ain't nothing happening, it just may be that you're on the wrong side of the boat. And what you really need to do is listen up and see if you can hear Jesus saying to you, move to the other side of the boat. God is calling for us to move to the other side of the boat. He's calling for us to do what he asked us to do. And if we do what he asked us to do, he'll take care of the rest for us. Oh, let me tell you something. There ain't no question in my mind that we're living in a different time than these guys were. In other words, we got to work for a living. We got to save our bucks. We got to pay our house notes, car note, food bill, light bill, gas bill, you name it. But we cannot do that beyond what God has asked us to do. I'm calling you today and asking you to consider what God has asked you to do. Fish on the right side of the boat. And so I ask you to be sensitive to the fact that God is calling you to move to the right side of the boat. I want you, no matter what you're doing, unless you're driving your car. If you're driving your car, you can't stop. But if you're not driving your car, if you're sitting at your house, let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for the privilege of being here and to speak to these beautiful people about getting on the right side of the boat. And Father, not only am I speaking to them, but I'm speaking to my own many times slowful self, because I definitely want to be on the right side with you. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for being resurrected for us. Thank you for having ascended to your Father, and that you've created a brand new place for us, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.